Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jerry.
Old chopped liver. That's me. I come in here every day. Man. Put it to the test, baby. I'm all prepared, ready to go.
Give
run
it
the board.
All.
Everything that happens on the air. BJ's pushing buttons. But man, when it comes down to the freebies, BJ. Name doesn't even come up. Jamie. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jamie, are you interested? Sure I am. But BJ doesn't even get offers.
Well, nobody knew you wanted to go to Postie. Nobody knew. You never even mentioned it.
Yeah, it's not that I want to go.
Yeah.
But man, it'd make a great birthday present. My wife's birthday next Thursday. 45. Everybody celebrates 45.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the biggest milestones ever.
Yeah. Oh, go over to Party City. You'll see.
It's a whole You'll section see. For 45.
Oh, yeah, they're turning it into the 45 store. But no big deal. You enjoy that show now.
I will. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm very excited. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you, Ashley.
You know, Ashley used to be one of our interns.
Really?
Yeah, but you don't learn anybody's name, so ha-ha.
Yeah, it bites you sometimes.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. Exhibiting.
Oh well. All right. Have you heard of the Ozempic wiener?
Oh wait, what? Wait, how do we go from There's Ashley to what?
It just hit me for some reason. Right.
What?
Know, getting screwed, you know. Kind of went hand in hand, I thought. So let's go to this one.
God, I'm dying.
Taking it right in the shorts.
Yep.
Have you heard of Ozempic wiener? You know, there's a lot of different conditions that have been associated with the Ozempic. Some good, some bad.
Some,
it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Eyes, I think, smell.
Yeah.
All kinds of
bad
crap.
Breath. Remember
bad
that one?
Bad breath was part of it, too.
Yeah.
And now they're saying Ozempic wiener is for guys, that it's a plus.
Whoa.
Yes. Because.
I gotta find a fat dude.
Yeah. Well, I've got Spadil trying to track down Powerball Pete. I just want to know if his wife Pam has made any comments.
So
we're trying to track him down, but he's avoiding us this morning.
He is avoiding me.
Because it's Ozempic wiener. Okay. When you lose so much weight in these sections here.
Yeah.
That it makes the other portion stand out more.
Could you please not rub yourself like that while you're talking?
Let me show you, though.
I just watched.
I don't do this, Jamie.
I was like,
right down here, and then you get to this area.
Look away.
It comes in like this, Carson. Look.
No, I don't
which,
need it.
Which gives you more protrudence. It protrudes more. Yeah. So that's what you get.
Protrudence. It might be a word. I don't know.
I don't know if it is or not. But we're trying to reach Powerball Pete, but he went into hiding. So did his winning.
Because it hasn't worked for him, though.
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not.
He can't really comment on this.
I mean, the
it
shot
would make
itself.
Sense.
doesn't do anything for your region,
right?
But it enhances because of the weight loss around.
That would make sense because
it does.
Don't they call it like a shed for your tool?
We're trying to get him on, so we'll find out.
Yeah,
that's what she calls
it. Say right.
Yeah,
right.
Because tool shed.
If you're a little heavier, there's always a shed for your tool.
Yeah, it's called tool shed.
Yeah. You're fucked.
Yeah. You got it.
All right, well, that concludes this portion of Ozempic
Wiener.
You know what? This makes me a little uncomfortable because we just got a text from a mom, yeah. And her 3-year-old loves our show.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, there's nothing I can do about the timing of it all. You know, it is what it is. See, he still won't answer?
No. I called him 4 times.
Really?
Yeah.
He's probably up the chair. Yeah.
This guy begs every day to be on our show.
I know, but not.
Then we go to tool shed, man. Oh, man. He's like missing it. He's like on the side of a milk carton all of a sudden. Yeah, missing in action. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, put it on your phone. It is free, and we have a podcast which gets on there about 10:15 every morning, so you can go back and listen to that. I think the Safeway strike that could happen on Sunday, I think it's a bad idea right now. I think it's a really bad idea, simply because there's so much stuff in the news that you're not going to get the publicity that you want and need in order to get a deal done. So I don't know if the timing, and maybe I'm off base on this. I don't know, but I just feel like it's a bad
time. You
should
be like a union president.
Yeah, they just push it back. Yeah. Let some things clear. You know, let's get the protest out of the way.
You know that they're already planning this. Nobody's listening to you right now. I mean, we all like, thanks for the recommendation. I'm sure that's what they're all saying.
Here's the story.
The Workers Union for Employees at Safeway announced they've given 3 days' notice and a current extension agreement.
Nobody even knows you gave 3-day notice, okay? I just played that. I had no idea that you gave 3-day notice, folks. I think it's proving my point from the very beginning here.
The Workers Union for Employees at Safeway announced they've given 3 days' notice and...
Are we on day 1 or day 2?
I'm not sure.
I don't even know. Day we're on your 3-day notice?
You know why? Because there's so much going on. Just so
the
much
Workers
going
Union
on.
For Employees at Safeway announced they've given 3 days' notice and a current extension agreement for negotiations and begin strikes as soon as Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Hammer drops. Hammer drops.
So
that's all I want to hear. Because it's a mistake. It's a mistake. There's too much going on, folks.
Just too much.
Yep.
Yep.
And Safeway, you don't have enough foot traffic for a strike, I don't think.
Oh, my God. Why are you on this? What is going on with you?
What do you mean?
There's just not enough foot traffic out there, folks. Safeway does not have the foot traffic.
Impact stores across much of the state, including in Fountain, Pueblo, and the Denver area, Lord. Among others.
Denver, that's us. Right?
In a statement from the union tonight, they say the company is not negotiating fairly.
Do you have the U.S. Open to watch or something? Who's in the lead? Who's in the lead?
J.J. Spawn.
Oh, I don't know him.
J.J. Spawn.
Spawn.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine like a superhero or something.
Rory's doing good. All right, let me tell you.
No, Wyndham. Wyndham's our guy. He's local.
Wyndham Clark?
Yeah, how's he doing?
Wyndham is right now third.
Nice.
At the US Open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Gary Woodland is second.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, this is a bad idea because too much is happening right now. You got the US Open on.
Right?
I'm going to be watching that all weekend. Yeah. I'm not going to be worried about Safeway. McElroy is third.
Said Wyndham was third.
Well, they're tied.
Oh, okay. You might want to.
Your guy, your lover,
DeChambeau. That guy is so cool.
Yeah.
I just like his vibe.
Yeah, DeChambeau.
No, listen, he's just a cool guy.
He's made golf very hip.
He's number nine.
They're saying he's drawn more young people into golf than, they compare it to Tiger Woods did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, they did.
He has not.
With his YouTube channel.
He has millions of followers on YouTube. You don't know. Big mistake.
No, that's not. Yes. Tiger Woods drew more people into golf than any person
they're
that's ever
comparing
played.
Him to him.
He's like the modern day Tiger Woods.
Yes, exactly. With how many people he has on YouTube.
He's second to Tiger Woods.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, this Safeway thing is a huge mistake. See, too much going on, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, just a passing note. It's Father's Day weekend.
It is?
Yeah, this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
What are you doing?
Oh, hanging out, probably. I think I'm going to put maybe a bike rack on a car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nice.
Something like that. Right. Maybe one of those big, what are those toppers you put up on top of a vehicle?
The
that
turtle?
You put like, is that what it's called? A turtle?
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, it's good enough for me. Yeah. I'm going to install the turtle. And go ahead and put a bike rack on.
Nice.
Big celebration at the house.
Now, are you barbecuing?
No, not that I know of.
No?
Nobody's mentioned it.
No?
No.
Is it not a day of festivities?
No, I haven't seen any piñatas or anything hanging around the house. Not that I know of.
No, no one's coming over?
No, not that I know of. Just me.
Well,
just
yeah, but what about your father-in-law?
What about him?
Well, I mean, it's his Father's Day, too.
Grandpa Gus?
Yeah.
You got to celebrate him?
I don't know. You'll probably celebrate by cooking some chicken livers or something. But why is it that the dad's birthday just does...
Birthday.
Or, I'm sorry, Father's Day just doesn't get the recognition?
I don't know, Carson.
Why is
Carson's
it?
Got some surprises waiting.
I feel like there's something brewing. I don't know what it
because
is or
she
how
hit
big.
Something. She hit a package.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... We're thinking he got something
now,
good.
Now, it's probably not a surprise party or anything like that. It's probably just a gift, but I don't know what
But at least
is.
You got something. This Shmadil, one hasn't
do you do
even
anything
had it
for your dad?
I just tell him happy Father's Day. Give him a call. Tell him, you know, I love him.
I thought you lived with him.
He lives with his girlfriend.
Oh.
I live with my uncle.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Gotcha. Oh. Uh-huh. I didn't realize he moved out on you.
Yeah, he did. he pays a little bit of rent because he has
either.
Like a store.
It's no, I mean, we've always been under the assumption that your dad and your uncle lived there with you.
No, when we had to move out of that old house a year ago, he moved in with his girlfriend. And then, yeah. But instead of getting a storage unit, he pays a little bit of rent so that he can use a room at our house as a storage unit.
I'm making sense.
Spadil, don't take this the wrong way.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I've never met a 35-year-old man that lives with his uncle.
They have a special bond.
That's pretty you have a unique situation.
Yeah.
You know
I
what
do.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 Unique.
I guess as you put it that way, like, let me think about my aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know of anyone that lives with their uncle?
Their uncle.
That's a guy that's 35 years old.
Well, no.
Well, my uncle and my dad always lived together, and I've always lived, like, with them together. So my uncle's really more of, like, a father figure, even though technically he's my uncle.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe if the dad had passed away, maybe that, you know, if they raised
him.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase it. Mm-hmm. I don't know any 35-year-old dude that's still living with his dad, either. If he feels like a father to you,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. I was just trying to justify it.
I know you were. I love the explanation, though, the way you were saying it. And even Jamie was defending you to a certain degree, you know? It's like, wait a minute. That explanation's not working out
rent
of here.
Rent is expensive.
It
a lot
is.
Of times, kids do, they come back and they live in the basement and stuff, you know?
Save up some money.
Hey, I've offered my house many times to the kids whenever they're in their 20s, 30s, whatever, or early 30s. Well,
or almost
20s,
40.
Maybe. No, they're not almost 40.
No, I'm saying that one.
Oh, that one, yeah. you're exceptional.
Yeah.
Different, a little different
you know
in your situation.
I'm telling you, this is my theory, and I'm going to stick with it. Because he has never paid his own utilities, his own rent, or nothing, I feel like he's a secret millionaire and we have no idea.
Yeah, he's just hoarding all this cash.
Because that's what you remember that janitor, and he worked at the church or whatever, and he left like $5 million because
he owned his own, like just a small pickup truck,
house,
nothing crazy.
And a little house, he had worked his whole life, and Schmidl's worked his whole life, and I think he's got it in a high quality mutual fund. Right? And it's just been earning interest. And he's secretly a millionaire, and we are going to be shock and awed.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble. Okay. I may know him just a little bit better than you.
What?
There's no mutual fund. There's no mutual. There's no, you know, $5 million hidden in a boot somewhere in the house. No, there's none
of
that.
All he's done is worked his whole life.
Yeah, but he goes on those paintball trips a lot.
But to me, if you've worked your whole life and had no bills, you should have a big old nest egg.
No, I just spend it on dumb stuff.
Yeah, dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you have a bong collection?
I do, yeah. About $5,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
I got a nice, I got a couple Roars. I got an Illadelph.
You know, if you would have put that $5,000 into Costco about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Or well, if I would have bought all the Bitcoin that I was offered like a million years ago. Yeah.
Well, do something for your dad. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, maybe something besides
maybe
a phone
get
call.
Him a card.
Yeah.
No, I mean, don't get him a card. I just read just now that is the dumbest thing that people buy on the planet.
I agree.
Really?
It says you spend now they're $7. It says stop buying cards. It's $7 for somebody to read it and throw it away.
They are pricey.
Dumb.
Yeah. They said it's the biggest waste that people you know just throw away.
I agree with you.
And you know, as they put it that way, is like you read it and then you throw it away. It is kind of dumb $7 spend. Isn't
Nobody
it?
Hangs on to the cards. They're
but,
gone.
But you
just
know
get
what
rid of
I've
them.
Been doing that's what? Embarrassing. It's so old lady-ish. Not ish. It is. I've been keeping like gift bags so I don't have to buy them for Christmas.
Oh, no, I do that too.
Okay. Same.
Yeah. Because right, I have a gift bag drawer.
Brie and I went, actually, this is a funny story. We cleaned out the basement last night because we got family coming to town. They got to keep some of their stuff at our house. We literally went through all of our used bags like that have been given to like little Debbie as presents.
Right.
We're like, can we use this one? It's not written on. Like, it doesn't say
exactly.
To little Debbie, right? Okay, yeah, save that one.
I don't
one.
Feel so bad now.
No,
okay,
the whole box
because that is another dumb. It's just a dumb. Those things are so expensive.
And every time
everybody
you go to the dollar store, they're not big enough.
Yeah, I know. All right,
I mean,
so good.
We
I
do it.
Yeah.
I think everybody does.
Yeah,
that.
I think it's smart.
I mean, that's an easy one.
Man,
there.
I'm smart, right. Ben. Yay.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Again, this weekend, Sunday, Father's Day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Still no update on Coach Prime, man. Nobody said a word since yesterday. Yesterday, we were informed that he says he's doing fine. He says, thank God, everything is good. I will be back with the Buffs very, very soon. Miss him. And then nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened since. I did see this, though. Travis Hunter, did you see he bought a house?
Yeah, I did not.
$3.5 million. Yep. He's down there in Jacksonville, Florida. He found himself a little mansion, a little spread, 7 acres, close to the water.
Nice.
Boom, bought it. It's a good move.
That is a good move.
Yeah, if you got to be a smart kid, man. When you go into the NFL like he is now, not that I've ever done this, so I'm just talking out my butt right now, but.
Ooh, it's pretty, too. I'm looking at it.
But here's a guy that went down there, got some money, and decided to put it in real estate. Good move, Jamie.
Yeah, that is a good move.
Don't you like that about him?
I just got this breaking news. This is a weird story. You know that Air India flight? Sorry to bring it down.
Yeah.
But, they're saying it was involved in an accident, quote unquote, it was involved in an accident shortly after it took off.
Birds.
It doesn't say that. It says it was involved in an accident. I don't know what that means.
Other articles are saying that there were eyewitnesses that saw birds.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
The birds
brought it
down.
They call that an accident? Why wouldn't they just say that?
Well, I think it resulted in an accident.
No, it says
they said the engine failure is what I'm reading is engine failure. They think it's due to birds is what I heard.
Why wouldn't they just say that?
I don't know.
Instead, it was involved in an accident before it crashed.
Yeah, that's the one I mentioned earlier that they said the plane took off. It was in that climbing, you know, phase of the flight.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden the engines just down they went, and all of a sudden they started losing altitude. They crashed into a building, which some people lived in, plus offices for doctors or something like that. And all you see in the picture is the tail of the plane sticking out of the building. It's almost like one of those scenes from 9/11. It's weird.
The other thing is, I guess you could turn your dad into a Lego.
Say what?
You can turn your, it says you need a last minute gift idea. It, they're real Legos and they look like you.
And isn't you can that build
cute?
Them, right?
Titty.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You
I may have to go that route.
Turn your dad into a Lego.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute? We should turn you into a Lego.
Really?
Yeah. What would we put? We give you a cigar. I don't know if Lego sells cigar Legos. Right? And some gambling stuff.
Definitely a recliner.
A recliner? Yeah. That'd be adorable.
It would be adorable.
And then the other thing, and then that's my last one that I have on the list, is the big move by the Broncos. They secretly bought some land, you guys.
Well, I like this. I do.
Yeah.
I think the team needs to stay downtown. I do like the fact that whenever, you know, Monday Night Football, anybody's here, you get that view of the stadium in downtown. It's all right there together. And I think it's a perfect place. You put it out in the suburbs like the Lone Tree or something, then you're going to have problems with traffic and everything. Downtown, yeah, you just expect traffic.
But
right?
I wonder why they didn't just announce they bought up all that land instead of trying to keep it on the down low.
Yeah, because we've heard Commerce City. We've heard all these places.
I mean, why
didn't
they just say, yeah, we bought that?
Don't know.
Weird.
Don't know.
You know, there's been a lot of speculation about, you know, where this new stadium could be for the Broncos. You know, maybe the Lone Tree to the south, out to DIA, out to the east. Now, this it looks like there's real serious consideration by the team of moving just across I-25, just east of where we are right now, over into an area over in central Denver. The property that we're talking about is near an old rail yard, the Burnham Yards, near Denver's Lincoln Park, La Alma neighborhoods. The area is located just south of Colfax. It's on the east side of I-25 in central Denver, just south of downtown. According to the publication Business Den, companies with ties to the Broncos have been quietly buying up land around Lincoln Park and the old rail yard for the past year now. We got a couple of years to figure this all out, but this could be serious, and it does appear now that the Broncos are serious about making a move here from the Empower Field site, but possibly staying near downtown Denver. At Empower Field this morning, I'm Jim Hewlett, Fox 31.
I like it. I think the landscape of what they're going to do with this stadium, if it is moved across the street, it changes everything, because now you have a connection between the stadium and downtown. The other side of I-25, you always felt separated from the downtown action, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
This changes everything. Yeah, so I like it.
Yeah, because that's what we were battling with Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do we get over there if we want to, like, stay at a hotel or whatever? You know, because there's nothing there.
Yeah, and if you're just south of where all the action is downtown with the stadium, I mean, it makes it just so much easier for everything.
Now, what
so
happens to experience. The what happens to the Buckhorn Exchange?
It still stays.
It stays in that area?
Maybe it's not going anywhere.
I don't know. They bought up all the land. I didn't know if he sold.
No. They're still there.
Because they said
the land is on north of that.
Because they said that they overpaid for all of it. One piece of land they were saying that was probably only worth like $23 million, but because they needed all of it, they paid what would have been $23 million, they paid $43.
They're the Waltons.
They can do that.
Yeah, they can pull it off, bitches. Can't they? They get that big Walmart money going.
Yeah.
There is no price, man.
Exactly.
They can't pay. You know what I mean?
Right, yep.
Yeah. So go to Walmart this weekend. Help support the cause if you can, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.